Okay, so with all the waiting, this really, in addition to all the discussion we've already had, really where we want your ideas. Are we getting it right? What should be our priorities among these? What's missing? So just a word about how we got here. As you've heard a little bit from John and from myself and Kathleen, we've been sort of chewing on this for a little bit. We had a regional workshop last March down in Rhode Island where we pulled about 200 people together. Some of you were there. And a lot of industry folks, a lot of nonprofit folks, academics, scientists, agencies, just to ground truth what we should be doing as foundational work in this region. And that's the result of that is a lot of what you see around the room. It's like, where do we start? Well, we got to know what's going on out there. We got to talk to people about how they think things might shift and change, and write some white papers around the industries that are most important in New England. Just understand better where we're coming from and where we're going. So that was a really key event, a milestone, and it was to kick this off. And as you heard, we've done a lot of constant engagement. Nick and John have been running around the region, talking to a lot of different ocean users, scientists, conservation interests. This is a very iterative process. It's participatory. It's very much, you know, checking back in with folks and letting this evolve. We've had two different regional planning body meetings so far. We had one down in one in here in Portland, actually, here just south here, in November, and the second one in Narragansett in April. We were the first region. I want to mention there were nine different regions around the country. New England's the first one to kick this off, even though this was National Ocean Policy was signed in 2010. We're out in front. It's New England. We're sort of setting a course here, which is good and bad for being first, right? Mm-hmm. But so we've met and we've talked about these. One of the things we wanted to do was to come to you in these public meetings with something to react to. We don't want to just come and say, what do you think is important? What do you, blank slate. It's much more productive to have something to react to. And so the tribes caucused among themselves, the feds got together, the states got together with the Fishery Management Council, and that came forward with the priorities that we then integrated into draft goals and we've been receiving a lot of input on. So that's sort of, and then they were also heavily influenced by all the conversations we've been having around the region with a lot of other people. So that's how we got to where we are today, and that's what you're going to be taking a look at. We have, this is number four, we have six more public meetings all around the region. So, and each one is really, really different, obviously, but a lot of local context for every different place you go to. So that'll wrap up in the end of June, and then Ona and her team are going to be writing up all of your ideas. Good luck with that. And so that we can really deliberate this summer on what do we need to change, what do we need to prioritize, what did we not think of that you did that we want in there, and really start to get realistic about what we can achieve by 2015 as well, and pick a few things to do tomorrow. So that's sort of our trajectory. From this, where we've been, what we're trying to do with you, and where we're going in the next few months. And I think the next regional planning body meeting we're trying to hold in October. I don't know where yet. Somewhere in the region, where we'll really be trying to nail these down and moving forward with the work plan. So that's just a little bit behind how we got here. And I just wanted to, let's see. I'm just going to give you a really very broad brush stroke of the three big bins that we came up with. And then we're going to go goal by goal, and I'm going to show you some illustrations of things we can do, actions we can do in the next couple of years that will help us set us on the right trajectory for change. And so the first goal is effective decision making. And really what we mean by that is improving how we manage, improving our effectiveness, how we work together across agencies to make decisions, how we engage, collaborate, and, with you, the transparency of a public process, how we integrate the best available knowledge, and try to do something in a changing world. So it's the decision-making. How do we shift things or create a new construct to work better together, share better information, et cetera. The second goal area is healthy ocean and coastal ecosystems. And this is really getting at reflecting the National Ocean Policy's emphasis on protecting, restoring, and maintaining healthy ocean coastal ecosystems, and that provides social, cultural, spiritual, economic benefits. We want to account for changing conditions and better understand what's going on out there. And we want to respect the intrinsic value of the oceans. It's biodiversity. How do we act as better caretakers and stewards? And how do we really start operating like we're part of the ecosystem we live in? It's not something separate over here, that we are actually part of that. So those are the concepts around a healthy ocean and coastal ecosystem. And I promise these will get more tangible when we get into the action. The third goal is what you've heard us talk a lot about, too. It's about understanding how these different uses interact. It's not just being the static map of, you know, what aquaculture looks like or what commercial shipping traffic looks like. It's about integrating that information and trying to understand more about possible compatibility or how to minimize conflict going forward. And not just minimizing impact to the environment, but also cultural resources for a lot of, you can interpret that as perhaps a sense of place for ocean users. You can interpret that as tribes really caring about sort of paleocultural places that are special to them that are now underwater. You know, where are those places? They need to be avoided, those types of things. So it's preserving. It's finding compatibility of our uses of the ocean. So that's sort of a flavor of the three goals. And just to remind you, remember that story I told you about the Stellwagen Bank with the whale strike issue? You know, that's sort of a real story of ocean planning. And, you know, we create these goals, they feel very siloed. But really, it's connected when you make it work. So think about that story. You had effective decision-making. You had the right people actually talking to each other about an issue that they wanted to solve and sharing important information that you need to make a decision in a broader context. In terms of the second goal, healthy ocean coastal ecosystems, we needed to understand where the whales were going, what they were feeding on, when they were there, how they moved, etc. That had an element of that in it. And finally, with compatibility among uses, you need to know where the proposed LNG is, where the ships are going, where the whale watching vessels are going, how these things interact together. It's not just about who's doing what where, it's how they interact in time and space. So you can kind of see how goals might, you know, these goals might sort of come to life in a story like that. That in actuality, what we may see as outcomes may be a combination of all these things working together. Okay, so.
Can I give a little orientation to this task?
Yeah.
That's shifting to goal one.
Sure.
Fabulous. So again, you have your two-pager, right? This is what we're talking about. And we are doing a summary, and I just want to tell you a tiny bit about that. That is going to be one summary for all 10 meetings, which will pull the themes of everything we heard and what was really important to people, what people flagged as issues and concerns and suggestions for all of this. That will be a publicly available document that everyone can see and read, so you can see what other people said who weren't at these meetings too. We're not going to be attributing statements to anyone or doing direct quotes. It's going to be really the themes and the essential points that we heard from people. So feel free to speak freely. We ask, as you comment, we're going to go goal by goal. And if you're like me, when somebody gives you the microphone, sometimes it's like hard to remember the rest of the world if you're just going in your brain. If you can think a little bit ahead of what you want to share and try to be concise about that, that will mean we can hear more comments and more feedback and suggestions. And also, we would we'll be asking you three questions, and they are on the first page of this. So in the middle of the first page, it says, specifically, the Northeast Regional Planning Body would like your feedback on the following questions. Which aspect of each goal and its accompanying actions and outcomes do you like, and why, and which aspects would you change? What should the priority outcomes and actions be for each goal over the next 2 years, and why? And then there's actually a third question that we'd like you to think about if it rings a bell for you, and that's, what in particular is useful to look at a regional scale? Right, there are a lot of things that are appropriate to do at a local scale or a state scale. This is our opportunity to do something that's across a broader region. And so the group that's working on that wants your input on what things they should be focusing on.